I'm not a professional preacher. I can talk. Boy, can I talk. As you all know. But we all need today an encouragement from the Word of God.
Amen.
You know, we've got so much in our lives day to day that's hurtful, depressing, just downright mean. And that's not what we want to be. We want to reach out with God's love. And so in reaching out, we can only give what we have in our spirit. If it isn't from God, it's not going to bless anybody. And I truly believe that most Christians can see, if you can look at another person, talk to the other person, and know where they are spiritually. Yeah. So, and for me, I just find that very sad. So, first we're going to go into Psalm 35, verse 1. The challenges we face, the problems and turmoil we fight against are not ours. As we are faithful, the Lord honors our faith and is ready to battle for us. This is saying, okay, guys, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have things that aren't the greatest. But take it to me. Leave it in my hands. Have faith that God is God. He will never let you down. And I know we all go through tough things. We go through loss, through death. A majority of us, and I am very much included, have health problems that are sometimes so bad that you're stuck in the mud and you can start feeling sorry for yourself. And then you're really going to be in trouble. God wants us to know that we know that we know. He will never, never do anything to harm us. He does discipline us. We all know that. But he isn't to be harmful. It's because he loves us so much. He can able to, you know, this isn't good for Terry. She shouldn't be doing this. And you know what? He'll just make it so he can't be doing it. You know, first he'll through the Holy Spirit tell you, you don't need this. You don't need to do this. And then when you ignore him, he finds other ways. But anyway, he does honor us in his faith. And his love. I'm going to go to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 9. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners, I called you. I'm sorry, everybody. I know better than this. Thank you, honey. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners, I called you. I know I have a job in heaven, Bob can tell me the people that need to be reminded, they need to be called on, and I'll have a big mouth, so he'll let me do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I said, the Lord is saying, you, all of us, are my servant.
Let's get into the word. Amen. Thank you.
Chosen you.
Father God, we
have
need
not rejected
your guidance this morning.
Now,
Lord, we didn't.
I'm sorry. The thing that gets me right here is he's never going to reject you. Never. He's never. He is. He's always there. He's there to lift us up. He's there to comfort us. He's there for all the trials and tribulations that we have because we live in this body and in this world. But to know that you know that you know that you're God's child and nothing, no, nothing can change that. Nothing. Verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Yes. Yes, Ethel. Everybody should clap. let me read the other half of this verse. It's good. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen? He will not let us down. He will not let us down. He will not let us fall. And when you do fall, he's there to help you heal. Who else would you want to strengthen you and help you? Verse 13, and I want you to hear this. For I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Psalm 91:4, I'm going to finish up this on this part. Give all to Jesus, he will bless and heal. I don't know how I could not give. And I'm sure y'all are that way too. You love the Lord. You don't want to ever let go. You can be discouraged. You can have, heartaches. But God's there for us. And when we give it over to God, I'm going to tell you, I have things I have given over and given over and given over to God. And he's asking me, what are you saying? You trusted me? Yeah. You're leaving it with me? Yeah. And it doesn't matter. He is the one who will help each of us. And I love the Psalms I'm going to read. 91:4. Psalms 91:4. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. How much clearer can it get? He's there for us. He cares about us. I don't know if I could have lived the life that I have lived without my hope and faith in Jesus Christ. And every one of you are saying the same thing in your mind. And God is so good. He's so good. If you begin to doubt, or if you get discouraged, we need to recognize it and say, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Let's get back to square one. That's all you have to say. You don't have to flog your back but bleed because that's your penance for doing something wrong or forgetting or whatever. All we have to do is come to Him and say, no, Lord, I'm so sorry. I do not want to live without You guiding me. His guidance. Okay, so, in closing, this isn't from the Bible. Well, let's say someone wrote this, but it's not a scripture. But I like it a lot. So I'm going to read it to you. Watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your words. They become actions. Watch your actions. They become habits. Watch your habits. They become character. Watch your character. It becomes your destiny. Isn't that powerful? It is so clear and so true as we let things change us, pull us away from God. There's one other thing, too. There are failures in our life that we've had. I've had a lot of failures. And sometimes something will trigger that happening. And I just sit there in agony because how could I do that? Or how could I be that stupid? Or, you know, why did I do that? But what always does happen is the Holy Spirit says, God doesn't know what you're talking about. You've asked forgiveness. It's not there. You're talking to Him in a language He doesn't even know. So, remember that you are forgiven. And God loves you. And you are pure. You are precious. And you are His child. You are part of Him. And you're part of the family of God. And this is the family of God. We're part of that together. We need to love one another. I know I'm the only perfect person here, right? You know, we all make mistakes. We all do things. But in this family that we're in, if you have differences, lay them down. Let God take care of them. There are people that we don't care to hang with, and that's okay. There are circumstances that kind of pull us into the world. But Our God is so powerful, so wonderful. And all we have to do is call out on Him. Call His name, and He is there. And He is our healer. Physically, mentally, spiritually, He's our healer. We need to remember, we are not the red-headed stepchild. We are child. Each one of us are the child of God. What more could you ask for? But remember, when you do things your way, it pretty much doesn't really do much good for you. But when we listen, and I'm going to tell you, when you pray, don't just end. Sit there for a few minutes, because the Holy Spirit is going to send you a message if you will just listen. Turn the TV off for 5 minutes. God listens. And He goes a step further. He doesn't just listen. I mean, you have people that you can yak at, and they're going to listen to you. But God is, He is listening. He's listening to everything. And He's ready to deliver us from any and all problems that we are now going through. Just know that you are really special to our Lord, and you are loved. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, that you never cease